Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Jason is engineering, and he said, well, why do that when people would, why would they do that? Why wouldn't they just do it because it's quick and easier? What are we talking about? Well, let me introduce Greg Lesher first. Welcome, Greg.
Good morning, Vincent. What a morning it is.
It is. I just want to finish this thought. So Jason and I were talking about can lighting, recessed lightings in the ceiling. So you've got this this little dome that's in the ceiling, and you screw your light bulb in it, whether it be compact, fluorescent, incandescent, or LED, with an Edison screw-in type base. And when you buy those recessed lighting fixtures, they're made in China. And they come with wires, and all you have to do to connect them is strip the Romex 120-volt wire, and push the bare copper stripped end into a little hole in a spring connector. And you do that for the white wire, and you do that for the black wire. And I was saying, why would anybody do that? Because y'all know that when current flows through anything, heat is generated. And I can prove it to you really simply. If you put a piece of toast in a toaster and you push down that lever, the current flowing through that resistive nickel chrome wire in the toaster glows red. And if you feel the wire, you know, near the plug where you plug that toaster into the wall outlet, that plug gets warm. If you feel an electric motor, there's heat generated by electric motors. That's the coil windings that get hot. So even a computer, even a microprocessor has a great big heatsink on it because of all the flurry of electrons flowing through that microprocessor like crazy. It has to have a big heatsink so that the CPU, the central processing unit, won't overheat. Okay, so now you know for sure that as electricity moves, it generates heat. Well, where does it generate the most heat? Typically at junctions of where wires meet. Well, if you have these push-in spring-loaded connectors and they, you know, heat and cool every time you turn on the light, it's going to fail over time. So why do that?
The reason is, too, is because there's not enough, let's just say that the conductor is not the right gauge. Say it's undersized or under quality. That's where the heat's going to generate because more electrons have to go through that little area. And that's caused a lot of fires. That's caused a lot of equipment failures as well. And I know that I've unplugged some Chinese garbage from my cigarette lighter, say a plug-in cooler. And when that part that you reach down is almost too hot to touch, you've got a problem. And you know it's not going to last very long because the conductivity is not there.
Yeah. What Greg's talking about is the, now they call them charging points. They used to call them cigarette lighters on cars. Then they called them cigar lighters on cars. Now they call them charging points or charging ports. And it's where the cigarette lighter type connector, that round cylindrical connector, would push into the receptacle in your vehicle for near the ashtray typically. Well, that contact is such a small contact point That's why it gets so hot. And that's what I'm talking about with these spring-loaded connectors for can lights and probably now ceiling fans and probably pretty much everything else that you connect in the ceiling or in your house. Push-in connectors. Don't use them. In my opinion, use the good old-fashioned wire nuts. Strip the wire properly and twist the wire nuts tightly for good mechanical and good electrical connection. And what you'll end up with is more surface contact between the two wires rather than that just tiny small patch of the spring-loaded push-in connector that comes with most of these devices that you buy for your home. So that's the word to the wise. We had not planned on talking about it, but it is a tip in the book, and I thought, you know, we ought to just mention that for a minute. We want to talk about trucking.
Yeah, that's a very good tip.
Mm-hmm. And people just don't think about it. I have a whole jar. I have a whole jar of these connectors I pulled off because I absolutely, positively won't use them. And class, here's the problem. They're in all the devices that you, or almost all the devices you buy that are connected to household current from China. That's what they use now. It's a great failure point. So,
well, let me tell you a little experience. I stayed in a hotel, and all the rooms were remodeled. Okay, just brand new remodeled. I mean, they went through the wallpaper, they did paint, new furniture, new beds, everything. And I noticed that the phones weren't plugged into the wall. So I went down and I asked what was going on with that. And they said, well, they couldn't find or get the phone jacks. I guess there's a short supply of phone jacks. So they just leave the phones laying there, no place to plug into. Yeah, supply chain shortage.
We had a call a couple years ago from one of our instructors. Her name is Deborah Brewster. And she's preparedness-minded, and she's a real go-getter. And she was on the air with me, and she was talking about how on her property she had a mobile home. And she was letting a friend use it, and the friend plugged in the curling iron and the hair dryer. And then there was a fire in the wall. And she was mentioning that. And I said, yeah, because they use the, she was going to have an electrician come from the manufacturer. It was a brand new mobile home. And I said, they use the push-in connectors on the back of the receptacles. And she told me that that's exactly what happened. So there you have it, class. These push-in connectors, I don't get it. The receptacles are marked UL approved, Underwriters Laboratory approved. What kind of a payout had to be, or what kind of a bribe had to be paid in order to get that level of stupidity to be approved? Don't do it. Don't use push-in connectors for wall switches or outlet receptacles. Don't do it. Do it the proper way. Use the screws, tighten the wires clockwise, and just look up how to do it on the internet, and you'll see the right way to do it. And the push-in connectors, the quick and easy. If it says lightweight, quick, easy, you don't want it, whatever it is. Back to you, Greg.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to the headlines, and it sounds like this appointed coup that was put in to lead our country is bound and determined to start a war with Russia. That, along with the supply chain issues, we're in trouble. We're really, really in trouble. You know, I highly doubt we're going to get into some type of nuclear war, but the possibility is always there. This trucking blockade, which we're seeing, I noticed that the little pointed puppet for Canada made the comment the other day on, I saw the clip of it. He basically was calling conservatives and Republicans, he says they might as well be wearing swastikas, and the crowd just booed him. The failure that this little puppet is failing to get across to the people is exactly what this blockade is over. It's not just a blockade over freedom. It's a blockade over a vaccine mandate that the truckers, a lot of the truckers just aren't going to do because they know that they're playing Russian roulette with the deadly, you know, deadly lot numbers of these companies. There's a website actually called howbadismybatch.com. And what happened is a bunch of hackers got into all of these companies, Moderna, Pfizer, all of them. And they found out which ones were the placebos and which ones weren't because they're keeping track of the lot numbers. And of course, the fully vaxxed, you know, they got in there and they got the data. And, basically what I'm saying is people that refuse to take this vaccine do it out of knowledge. They're not going to play that game. And Trudeau not mentioning the fact that this whole strike is over that them forcing them to get a vaccine and have a passport to cross the border is not going to happen. You know, I for one, if I was in that position, would just put my keys down and walk away rather than put myself at risk of death and much heartache. And I think, you know, people need to know that this blockade, the problem with the trucking industry is not going to end. It's only going to get worse. Dr. Vincent, for your opinion on that.
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree. And I applaud the truckers. I applaud the truckers. They are the ones who are ringing the alarm about how serious everything is. The supply chain, the vaccines, the mandates, the lockdowns, everything you can think of, they are ringing the alarm. And I am squarely in their camp. And I'll bet you that big tech has a policy now about supporting the truckers and how that's hate speech because these truck drivers are being touted with lies as being Nazis. They are not Nazis. I'm not a Nazi. No one at USA Prepares is a Nazi. None of us. We are all freedom-loving, independent thinkers, and we don't like being pushed around. We don't like it. We don't like being overtaxed. We don't like being overregulated. We don't like being told by morons what to do. So, I'm squarely in the camp of the truckers. And, you know, class, there's another point. And I was thinking about freedom of speech. Without freedom of speech, USA Prepares would not be able to do what we do. We would not be able to criticize the government. We would not be able to criticize corporations. We'd not be able to bring to you information about things like we just said about these Chinese connectors that are really dangerous. Or yesterday when I talked about the Chinese receptacles that come apart in the box, in the wall. We wouldn't be able to talk about Chinese drywall that's laced with chemical waste that has caused people respiratory distress and hospitalizations. We wouldn't be able to do that without free speech. So what does that mean? Well, it means please consider supporting free speech. Real free speech. Not fake news. Real free speech. SaveGCN.com is one way.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, since we mentioned the Nazis, I have in my hands a funeral card or a death card. And you remember when you used to go to the funeral home, there would be a small card about the size of a playing card, and it would have the deceased's name on it, and it might have an image, a religious image of maybe Jesus or an angel or some kind of a religious image, and there'd be some verbiage on the back, maybe a prayer. You know what I'm talking about, right, class? Well, I have in my hands a death card, that's what they're called, of a Nazi soldier. And his name was George, G-E-O-R-G, Kohler, K-O-L-L-E-R. And on, on the back of this card, it shows a picture of Jesus. So, I have seen thousands and thousands of these cards. I just happened to grab this one to bring it into the studio to tell you about it. And I'm considering writing a book with these images of the fallen German soldiers. And you would be shocked to see, and this would be a picture book with an image of the front of the death card with the picture of the fallen soldier, the date he had fallen, birth date, death date. This man died April 1944, and the religious image on the back. You would be shocked to see all of the Christian religious symbols on the back of almost every single Nazi death card. So when people talk about Nazis, yeah, they were conned into following orders. But I don't think they started out to be the ruthless people they were convinced into becoming. So I just wanted to share that with you. Any comments, Greg?
Yeah, you mentioned communism. You know, I received an interesting email from you last night about the amount of people who claim to be LGBTQT, whatever they want to call themselves. Have you ever heard of a book called The Naked Communist by W. Cleon Skousen? The Naked Communist.
Tell us about that, Greg, please.
Yeah, it was written back in 1958. And this person had just come. He'd been in the FBI back when the Federal Bureau of Investigation used to actually be a real do-good, you know, and had seen and known the government. But he wrote a book called The Naked Communist. And I would suggest everybody get a hold of a copy of that, even if it's just an audio book or a read online. But one of the planks in there to establish communism happens to be transgender. It will blow your mind to read this book and to see what's happened to our society. It's like they're following a playbook. But he was Cleon Skousen was a big, he was a religious leader, but he was a big opponent of communism. And I just thought I'd mention that book because those of you who like to be in the know, this book explains it all in detail.
Okay.
And like I say, it's just like a playbook.
Okay. So, class, there's a huge percentage of Generation Z that is lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. That number is one out of, you might want to sit down for this, one out of five. 20.8% of Generation Z is lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, according to a Gallup poll. Are you shocked? How about the millennials? Now, Generation Z is 1997 to 2003. That's when they were born. Millennials, 1981 to 1996, 1 out of 10. Generation X, 1965 to 1980, 1 out of roughly 20, 4.2%. Baby boomers, 2.6%. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some of the peaceful Freedom Convoy protesters in Canada against COVID mandates by the Canadian government have been arrested. Leaders Chris Barber and Tamara Leach have been taken into custody. Tammy, a day before she was arrested, knew the repercussions for standing up for freedom.
I'll probably be going somewhere tomorrow where I'll be getting 3 square meals a day. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. And I want you to know that I'm not afraid. It is breaking my heart. You guys, I just want you to stay strong.
Ukraine accused Russia-backed separatists in the countries east of more ceasefire violations on Friday. Escalation in eastern Ukraine is further raising tensions between the Kremlin and the West. Moscow state media is reporting Russia's military will be conducting large-scale drills involving its nuclear forces starting Saturday. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The peaceful protesters in Canada by truckers demanding an end to Canada's freedom-killing COVID mandates are now being arrested by Prime Minister Trudeau's police force. One shop owner in Ottawa was forced to shut down because she chose to support freedom. Tammy Giuliani on Fox News.
Never in my 56 years have I ever experienced a country so divided, so full of hatred towards friends and neighbors. Someone draped a large bed sheet over our sign, you know, and the sign read, "Tammy supports terrorists."
As more people see the political tyranny in Canada, some Americans are choosing not to be outdone when standing up for freedom. In fact, American mothers are getting behind the People's Convoy, a U.S. protest calling for the end of COVID-19 pandemic mandates. Organizer Maureen Steele on Newsmax Thursday.
The mothers are coming out swinging, and they are busy supplying up the truckers, you know, doing care packages, food, water, all of that to get to the truckers for this convoy. Oh, we have LGBTQ groups even jumping onto this convoy. You know, the word patriotic seems to have taken on a negative connotation with the very far left as being, you know, tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists, you know, are now the new patriots. But that is not true. You know, they can't change Webster's dictionary. We are just freedom-loving, country-loving people, as we all should be.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're.
Take my.
When you go.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, you heard the news about what's happening in Canada. You know, it's people who are freedom lovers are being called terrorists. It's exactly backwards. The news is lying to you. Now, I'm not talking about the news you just heard, but I'm talking about mainstream. People who are protesting to not be forced to wear or to... People are protesting against masks. People are protesting against vaccine, mandatory vaccine. They're not terrorists. The terrorists are the people making you get vaccinated. Those are the terrorists. The people who are spraying chemicals in the sky, those are the terrorists. The people who wear costumes and beat people up at the prime minister's behest, those are the terrorists. Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. 100% correct. And just as the scripture said it would be, people calling good evil and evil good. And the scary part about it, well, you heard them throw in the protesters. They put in that one-fifth. They made sure that they included that in the news. I thought that was kind of interesting. But it's interesting what we would call sin now as a tolerated. I've got a word for tolerate, you know, tolerate. Tolerating something is a quick road to hell. I don't recall Christ ever tolerating any sin in any degree. But, you know, we're taught all throughout life we need to tolerate the others. Well, what in actuality is happening is we're down that slippery slope of evil being called good and good being called evil. Your thought on that, Vincent?
I've got proof of it. DailyMail.co.uk headline is, quote, revealed Biden's 34-year-old pick for top nuclear waste job endured conversion therapy torture at hands of Southern Baptist missionary parents and is now binary drag queen who enjoys pup play and worships Daddy Fauci, end quote. When you go see, if you go to Daily Mail and look up, his name is Sam Brinton. This guy's name is Sam, Brinton, 34 years old. He announced last month that he had been hired for a role in Biden's Department of Energy. This guy is a drag queen. And he is in this article, he's got his shirt off and he's got a leash. He's got his hands on a, looks like a leather leash with a dog collar around this other guy who's bending over with his rear end exposed in a leather or vinyl suit. The guy is in a doggy position. These guys are like man and dog. The guy that's playing the role of a dog has a mask over his entire head with a snout on it like a dog would have. And it looks like these two people are in love. He's also got his head shaved. Sam Brinton has his head shaved. And he's wearing a dress with false breasts. He's got a necklace on. He's got green lipstick and a green dress on. Another image of him says, don't get mad, get elected. There's another image of him with other people with these masks on and dog ears, and they're in a doggy standing type position. Two of them are, and one of them's kind of sitting down. And Sam has a dress on. There's another image of him with a beard and mustache and red lipstick. This guy is in the waste disposal job at the Biden administration. Is that what you want? This
like
particular administration has... Yeah. Class, look it up. Look it up. You'll want to throw up. You'll want to throw up when you see this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so his name is Sam Brinton. I'm going to do a quick search and see if I can find, you know, if that works. Let's see right now. Sam Brinton. Let's see if we get that article. So that's all you have to do. It's coming up right now. Internet's a little slow here. Okay, yeah. Just look up Sam, S-A-M. Last name, Brinton. Sam, Brinton. Just do a search on that. You'll see it. You won't believe it. Back to you.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know what a faggot is, don't you? It's a coal, a hot coal. And you know where the term comes
from. Yeah, and it's also a nickname.
Yeah.
It's also a nickname for a cigarette. A fag is a cigarette in Europe.
Sure. that hot end of the cigarette. Do you know where that term came from? That they use for that type of a lifestyle? Yeah, because that's what they ended up becoming. They were burned. The Lord saw fit to completely destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's where your term faggot, the opposite sex.
Yeah, now some people might think this is hate. Some people might think this is hate speech. This is not hate speech.
No, this is just
the truth.
Yeah.
Right.
That's where the term came from. And, you know, we were told that it would be like as in the days of Lot. Well, I remember Lot's wife turning around because she didn't quite want to leave Babylon. She didn't want to leave that city at Sodom and Gomorrah. Her heart was still there, so she turned back towards it, and what happened to her? She was turned into a pillar of salt.
Greg,
we're in it. We're in that time. Okay.
I was looking at the price of oil. It's just approaching $100 a barrel. And I found gasoline. I went to Gas Buddy, and I typed in Los Gatos, California, and it showed $4.99 a gallon for the regular and $5.09. And that's where the cheap gas stations are. And there was one, I think, at $4.69, but who knows if that guy is still selling it at that price. The point I'm trying to make is gasoline is getting higher and higher and higher. And Biden said that expected to go higher. Greg, with those prices, what do you think the impact with truckers is going to be? Do you think that they're going to say, well, we'll just pass it on? Or do you think they might say, you know what, this is crazy. You know, it costs so much to fill up a tank, we can't do it anymore, so let's just park the truck. What scenarios do you envision?
Let's just put it this way. If I can get paid as much as goes into filling up a tank on a truck, I'd be a rich man. It's only going to be passed on to the consumer. Do you think things are expensive now? They're about to explode beyond belief. And because of that, a lot of farmers are going to also be going out of business. They're not going to be able to afford to farm. Because it's already almost not profitable. And you should know, Vince, you're right there in it. You're barely scraping by.
I am, and I'm looking. I'm not scraping by. we're in the throes of going under, and that's why I thought I might want to write this book, because I have the death cards. I have enough death cards to write a book, and it's something that I wanted to. It's a project that I had in mind for a long time. I have to do something. I have to do something to keep the farm afloat, class. I am not exaggerating. And I've talked to people about me being one of those people who answers the phone and talks to, you know, customers and gives customer service on the telephone from our farm when I'm not, you know, behind the tractor or feeding cows or something like that. We've had a family meeting about, it's really serious, class. I'm not kidding. I'm talking about trying not to lose the farm. And one thing that we just found out is that we could actually sell beef, the finest beef in the world, right here from our farm. We could sell it across the country. And we could do what, you know, that steak company does, except it would take us a lot of money to ramp up, and we don't have it. So we could sell steaks, we could sell hamburger, grass-fed hamburger, you know, world-class. And we can now, well, we're working on being able to sell it across the country, but shipping, it's a real problem. So it'd have to be the kind of thing where you'd place an order and pick it up, that kind of a thing. You'd have to come to the farm. And that's how serious it is. I am not exaggerating. And, Greg, I had a question for you.
Sure.
It used to be when I was building this house with our son, we'd go back and forth from Virginia to Missouri, you know, 1,100 miles roughly. And we'd pull a truck and a trailer, and we'd move our possessions with us in our 20-foot, you know, 8x8x20-foot box trailer, tag along. We'd pull it with us, and we'd move our furniture and those kinds of things trip after trip. And we would buy fuel, diesel, at Flying J or Pilot, and they were lower priced than regular, you know, small gas stations. That is exactly the opposite condition of right now. Now the truck stops charge more for diesel. What's going on? Do you know what that is? Is it is it taxes?
Well,
what happened?
Yeah, sure it is. And you know, let's be clear about what diesel fuel is. A derivative of it's a byproduct of making gasoline. They didn't know what to do with it for a long time, and you know, until they came up with a diesel engine. You know, so it's just. It's upside down. It really is. You know, I guess
as a matter of fact,
just all part
gasoline,
of the process of bringing us down to our knees.
As a matter of fact, gasoline was a waste product, believe it or not, class, because the product that was really desirable was kerosene for kerosene lamps. I'm talking about the 1800s.
Yeah.
So with fractional distillation, you get tar, you get lubricating oils, you get naphtha, you get all kinds of distillates in fixed proportions. And one of the fixed proportions is gasoline, another one is diesel. And gasoline was a waste product that had to be disposed of. It was poured in rivers, and there were stories of rivers catching on fire because of the gasoline that was dumped in them. Seriously. How stupid were we? I mean, any extraterrestrial life would be laughing at us. And what a bunch of morons those humans are, pouring gasoline in the rivers and streams and putting satellites in space and putting microwave transmitters in their shirt pockets. Yeah. Greg, when we come back, can you tell us what you might forecast happening with us as a result of trucking shortages, supply chain, etc. What your thoughts are.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Images from Kathy, and I've seen them looking out the window of the spraying of the skies. Chemtrails. And so what does this mean? Well, 3 days later, it looks like today, this is from NBC News, winter storm moves east, bringing heavy snow, flooding. More than 50 million Americans were under alerts late Thursday for winter flooding, rain, and other threats. I'm talking about Illinois. Let's see. Looks like Illinois, the image has changed, but Illinois going northeast. So the spraying does that. Okay? Those are the terrorists who are spraying the skies, causing these storms. And just look. You look up at the sky, you see the chemtrails, and then watch the weather 2 or 3 days later. Greg Lesher has a website, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com. Also, OutbackEnergySystems.com. OutbackEnergySystems.com. Greg, what do you see in the future with truckers' supply chain? Is it going to get better? Is it going to get worse? Is it going to stay the same? What do you see?
Oh, definitely worse. It's like the tree's fallen over. The roots are exposed. The tree's not going to live. It's going to die. It's going to dry up, and it's going to dry up quickly. And things are going to disappear quickly. And if you're not prepared, well, you're one of those with the without the oil in their lamp. You're not going to make it. I'm sorry to say that. There's a lot of people I think are just not going to make it because there's not enough supply. There's not enough knowledge for them to survive. So the best thing that you can do right now is to educate yourself on how to prepare. Do it as any way you can, as cheaply as you can. If you absolutely can't do without something, make sure you have backups. And I don't mean backup generator and running a generator, because they're going to be out of gas. There's not going to be the fuel available unless you've got yourself a huge tank of diesel fuel many parts or engines that will eventually break down. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. If you have a lot of diesel, I have a diesel generator, and the life expectancy is 8,000 hours. If you have a gasoline-powered generator, the kind you buy at a big box store with a single cylinder and either a rope start or electric start, they are designed to last 30 days of nonstop running, 30 times 24 hours a day. That is the life expectancy of them. And you have to change the oil every day or every 25 hours. No kidding. So to run that generator through its entire life expectancy, you'd need 30 quarts of oil, and you'd need 1 gallon of gasoline per hour, and that thing would be kaput in 30 days, typically. So, think I'm kidding? Here's what you do. Start one of those up at night, you know, when it's real dark out, and look at the exhaust system. It will be glowing red hot. That engine has to run at 3,600 RPM. That's wide open throttle. That thing is giving it all it's got for 30 days, and then it wears out. It can't take it. It's not designed to last 8,000 hours like the military diesel generator that I bought.
Yeah.
The one I bought is,
and the amount of fuel that you'll have to run in that.
The one I bought is...
The amount... Just think of to comprehend right. The amount of fuel. Can you afford that at those prices? I can't. I'm not rich. Yeah.
The only thing I can do with the diesel generator is start it, charge the battery bank a little bit, and then shut it off. You know, run it for an hour or so, pump the water, store the water, and then shut it off. That's all I can do. Now, this thing, the one that I bought was about $1,000 years ago, maybe $1,100. It weighs 1,100 pounds. This thing is 5,000 watts. You'd think it'd be the neighborhood size. It's about 5,000 watts. And so it's the same output capacity as those ones you buy at the big box store for maybe $700 or $500, but this one will last a lot longer. But you still have to feed it. Now, here's one thing I read, and I'd like to read it again. So this is from D.C., as in District of Columbia, Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Quote, if you're hitting the grocery store to prepare for winter weather, please just buy what you need and leave some for others. You may have noticed empty shelves in some stores due to national supply chain issues, but there's no need to buy more than you normally would, end quote. Class, I'm telling you, ignore that advice. Ignore that. Get what you need regardless of the others. Protect your family because the others don't care a hoot about you and your family. Greg?
No. And they've been storing stuff away for the government for centuries. I mean, they store it in big, huge vaults. They plan to live. Do you? Get prepared.
Yeah, that's literally what's happening. You need to prepare for everything, class, especially food shortages, especially for power outages. You need to expect your thermostat is going to be unavailable at times, and you're going to get cold in the winter and warm in the summer. You need water, you need food, you need shelter, and you need to get out of Dodge. Greg's got a great book about that,
yeah,
on how to do it. It's on Amazon.com. Greg, the name of your book.
Vincent. Don't just survive off grid, thrive. A do-it-yourself guide to self-reliance.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.